You've heard of Waddle, I never heard of Mountain Dew. Moonshine, whiskey, and corn, squeezing juice. Down in Opelousas, that's in Louisiana. Stuff for that sort, I know just a man. He's got a little white house on the edge of town, with empty liquor bottles just scattered around. He'll fire it up and fill them one at a time under his carport where the sun don't shine. If you see me at a party on Friday night, just drinking and a grinning and a feeling all right. Lenses on my back pocket, got a little thirsty. Come for my Belusas and it's laid in the shade.
The music of the Redstick Ramblers from their last video, Made in the Shade. I love that song. I love that group. It doesn't have much to do with our topic tonight, which is fish, but there just aren't many songs about fish. I found some children's songs, but I didn't think they would do. This is BBS Radio, and we are so happy you could join us. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, for this hour of Sound Health. On this show, we tend to bring you ideas and information about how to make your life a little easier, your outlook a lot brighter, and your health optimally flowing with abundance. And we always have an eye out for good ideas in support of self-health. Love that term, self-health. Joining me tonight will be Randall Hartnell, founder of Vital Choice Foods. And we're going to talk about our food supply, and particularly wild seafood and organics. We'll be with our guests in just a minute. I have a couple of announcements. One, remember to download your free copy of the surprisingly revealing software program, NanoVoice, N-A-N-O, NanoVoice. It is completely free, no strings attached. We don't even ask you for your email address. And you'll likely not be surprised about what the program says about you. What is surprising is that the sample of your voice reveals so much of you to the computer, and it can spit it right out in a report, and there's you. There's even a manual, so go to nanovoice.org and download your program in the manual and let us know how you like the program. It's just our way of providing information to the public about how the frequencies of the voice provide clues about the functions of your body. We just finished, this is announcement number two, we just finished a project about arthritis. Wonderful data. We now have templates for arthritis, and we'll be distributing those to our practitioners, so find one near you. If you have any issues with joint pain and stiffness, you can go to one of our sites, NutraSounds, NutraSounds.com. And under the title, Find a Practitioner, there's a map there. Find somebody near you. And if you can't find anybody near you, we can send you a set of instructions, or there are instructions right there on the site on how you can send us a vocal print, and we can send you back a report about any of the issues that you might want to know about. There are lots of samples of vocal profiles and what these reports would look like on that site, NutraSounds.com. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of written profiles there that you can read. There's a lot on YouTube. Don't you just love the internet and how we can get information to people? I just think it's incredible. Incredible. We do have a video available about what we do here. It's available on Amazon, but we also have it, the same information as an audio on the site NutraSounds, and you can download that for free. You don't need to be seeing me just sitting there talking. It's called Doorway to a New Medicine. And I look much younger now because I've lost lots of weight. My hair is not gray anymore. We're doing a project on anti-aging, and so there's been a lot of changes going on. And as many of you know, we've been begging people to join our team of practitioners and trainers to get this information about sound health and vocal profiling out to the public. We absolutely created a monster by telling people what we can do, and we just have so much work we just backed up. So we invited people to learn to do this work. So if you're interested in helping bring any of this information about using the voice as an indicator of health and wellness to the public, please get in touch, and you can call us at 740-89119, or just write to us at class@vocalprofiling.com. Well, from the evidence about our healthcare system, it just can't keep up with it, and we want to provide this vocal profiling option. And as an example of that, recently a company, a pharmaceutical company called Medicure, petitioned the FDA to ban, that's outlaw, to ban the sale of B6, a very natural vitamin. And it was based on the idea that the natural B6 is part of their patented drug that they're calling MC-1. I just think that's biopiracy, new word. Since we now know, and many people have proven, that a frequency of a substance can provide the same benefits as the actual substance, we think that vocal profiling and sound presentation would be a great option to our struggling healthcare system. So get in touch with us. And enough of my soapbox here. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hello, Sherry. It's great to be here.
This is Randy Hartnell. He is the president of Vital Choice, is it? Founder and visionary. I had this sitting right in front of me, Vital Choice Foods. Randall, what is Vital Choice Foods?
Actually, it's Vital Choice Seafood, and we are a direct mail natural foods company. We specialize in primarily in wild-caught, sustainably harvested seafood. I was a commercial fisherman in Alaska for more than 20 years before I started the company about 6 years ago, and so my passion is Alaskan seafood, and basically started the company because I discovered that there were many people across the country that love good seafood but often have a hard time finding it. So that's my role now, is to provide it for them.
Well, we met at an expo, and I spent a lot of time at your booth munching up your samples. They're wonderful. Do you think the food that we eat affects our health?
I don't think there's any question about that. I think you just need to... probably the best example is the work of a Weston Price, Dr. Weston.
Yes.
Are you him?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time, as you know, going around looking at different cultures, what happened to their health when they switched from a traditional diet to a more modern diet full of processed foods, refined flour, sugar, et cetera. And as you know, it was not a pretty picture, and we're all... We don't have to look far to see the results of that today.
Randy, a lot of our people, or a lot of our listeners are visionaries, and they're ready to embrace new ideas about staying healthy. So tell us how Vital Choice Foods can keep us healthy.
Well, you know, every time we turn around, we're hearing about some new improved food that's or supplement or nutrient that's going to improve our health, and probably one of the most prominent ones today is the omega-3. When I started the company about 6 years ago, omega-3s were something that not a lot of people had heard about. However, what I discovered when I made the switch from catching fish to selling fish and needing to know more about them was that these wild salmon are an incredible source of omega-3s, probably the best natural source of the omega-3 fats. And the omega-3s are missing in the diet of most people. Not so much now as they were a few years ago, but anyway, our seafood is a tremendous source of these omega-3s. People are finally starting to get the message. You go to the grocery store now, and it seems like every aisle has products with omega-3 added. And there's an important distinction between the type of omega-3s that you see in processed foods versus the ones that are in marine origin foods.
Is there a difference between the omega-3s in a wild catch and the omega-3s raised in a pen?
Well, actually, they both have the same a type of omega-3. It's the long chain, what they call the long chain fats. It's a molecule that is what you would call user-friendly. When we get omega-3s from seafood, our body has a better time assimilating those versus when we get omega-3s from vegetable sources like flax, walnuts. Those are known as short-chain, and short-chain omega-3s, and our bodies need to convert those. But these wonderful fish have figured out how to make that conversion for us, so it's much more efficient just to consume omega-3s from seafood.
Well, you not only sell the seafood, but you also sell supplements, don't you?
You know, we have one supplement. We are a food company. We consider ourselves a whole food company. We feel that the closer to nature our food is, the better it is. And we added a salmon oil because a lot of people, for whatever reason, they can't get fish in their diet every day. A lot of people just don't eat fish. And so we thought it would... we would create a supplement, but it's from our sockeye salmon. It's really a unique product, and people can learn more about that on our website at vitalchoice.com. The differences are quite vast compared to the average fish oil that you'd find in the grocery stores. If I have a minute, I wanted to go back and finish answering your last question about the difference between the omega-3s in farm versus wild salmon. Both farmed and wild have omega-3s, the long-chain omega-3s that are the same. The significant difference between the two is that because farmed salmon are often, their diet is supplemented with grain products, they have a high amount of omega-6s. And we're finding that it's the ratio of omega-3 and omega-6s in our diet that is really what people should be looking at. And a wild salmon will have anywhere from 9 or 10 omega-3s for every omega-6. Whereas a farmed salmon will have roughly 1 or 2 omega-3s for every 1 omega-6. So substantial, up to 500% difference in the amount of omega-3s to omega-6s in a wild salmon.
Are omega-6s bad?
Well, omega-6s are an essential nutrient. And in the, you know, in a traditional diet where you're getting roughly a 1-to-1 ratio or maybe a 3-to-1 ratio, they're necessary. But what's happening is all of our protein, our chicken, our pork, our beef, everything is fed grain. And corn and other grains are very rich sources of omega-3s. Omega-6s. So what's happening is we're getting lots and lots of omega-6s, and whereas the omega-3s have basically been extracted, rooted out of our food supply, because these omega-3s are a really unstable molecule, and they tend to oxidize, so they're not a shelf-stable, friendly nutrient. And so there's a great book out there I should suggest to you. It's called The Queen of Fats. The Queen of Fats by Susan Allport, A-L-L-P-O-R-T. And she talks about omega-3s and why they were removed from our food supply. So that's a whole other story. But anyway, the bottom line is omega-6s are an essential nutrient in the proper proportion or balance with omega-3s. But what's happening in our... people eating a Western diet typically have 20 or even 40 times as many omega-6s in their diet as omega-3s. And whereas omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, sort of nature's anti-inflammatory compound, the omega-6s are pro-inflammatory. And we need both of those. But when you have way too many pro-inflammatory nutrients, then you get you get what's called a chronic inflammation or inflammatory state. And scientists are finding that if there's any such thing as a unified field theory to disease in our country today, it's inflammation. Inflammation seems to be a common thread running through heart disease and cancer and
diabetes.
Yes,
arthritis.
So many. And so these are being linked to an excess of omega-6s in our diet. And that's one reason that you're seeing so many, you know, the omega-3s become so popular. This word is starting to get out.
Do you know how to tell people how if they have too many omega-6s? It's just because they're going to have painful joints and they're going to have inflammation, and that's how you tell?
Well, you can tell pretty much by assessing your diet. And if you're eating a lot of processed foods, you're getting a lot of omega-6s. And if you're not eating much fish, then you're not getting many omega-3s. There was one fascinating study that came out a year or two ago by a Dr. Joseph Hibbeln, H-I-B-B-E-L-N, very well-known researcher in this world, and basically found that I often get asked the question, how many omega-3s do I need? How many supplements do I need? And there really is no one answer that fits all. It's totally dependent on your diet. So obviously the person that's eating fish, and I should say an oily, fatty fish like salmon or tuna, two or three times a week is going to need less supplementation than somebody that never eats it. And what he found is he went to the UK and he looked at their diet, and he went to the Philippines where people eat a lot of fish, and he found that they really only needed, you know, a very small amount of omega-3 supplementation to get what he considered to be the ideal ratio in their tissue. And he went to the UK, and he found that people needed to eat consume about 16 grams of omega-3, assuming they didn't change their diet. They needed to consume about 16 grams of omega-3 to get to the proper tissue ratio. And in this country, he found that people needed to consume about 22 grams of omega-3s a day. Now, obviously, it's pretty tough to get 22 grams of omega-3, and so the solution is to reduce the omega-6s. And if you start reducing omega, eliminating the fast food, eliminating the corn oil, the seed oil, a lot of the seed oils are the one of the biggest sources of omega-6s, then you don't need as many omega-3s to achieve that ratio. But as far as telling, how many omega-3s we have, there are tests out there. I wouldn't be able to direct you to them, but you could ask your healthcare specialist about that.
So you're suggesting that people not use things like canola oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, flaxseed, that kind of thing?
I can tell you that we have a health newsletter that we've been writing for about 5 years. We send it out every week. By the way, you can subscribe to that on our website at vitalchoice.com. It's really a fantastic newsletter, and we have a lot of doctors and that subscribe to it, healthcare specialists. And
vitalchoice.com?
That's right.
Okay.
Craig, who writes it for us, he's just fantastic, and he's been writing health newsletters for about 20 years. And what's unique about our newsletter is that everything is always well-referenced, so there's lots of references there. You can see the reports. You can access the actual science that's behind the articles. And so I would refer people to that newsletter. It's a great source of information about all these different types of topics.
What kind of oils, like to cook our foods in, would have omega-3s? Would something like coconut or olive oil have the omega-3s?
You know, what I started to say a minute ago, before I got sidetracked promoting our newsletter, was that after reading this newsletter and reading all these articles and all the science, I can tell you that around our household we use two oils, and that's extra virgin olive oil, and occasionally we use macadamia nut oil. And those are the only two oils that we sell on our site. They're both organic. And many people haven't heard of macadamia nut oil, but it actually has the best ratio of omega-3s and omega-6s of any of the fairly common cooking oils. It also has a fairly high smoke point.
I've never heard of it. I'm going to order some.
Yeah, we have it on our site. We also have an organic extra virgin olive oil that's really wonderful. And I think if you eliminate the corn oils, the seed oils, you're going to eliminate a big source of these omega-6 fats, as well as anything that's cooked within them. And of course, any processed food is going to have vegetable oil, soybean oil. All of these are very high in omega-6s.
And so would corn chips and those kinds of things.
That's right, yes.
So
yes.
Baked chips instead of fried. You said a bit ago that your products are unique. Tell me how they're unique.
Well, our seafood products are unique basically because myself and my partner, Dave, were salmon fishermen in Alaska for, Dave, probably close to 30 years, myself a little over 20 years. And so we have an intimate familiarity with sort of the smoke and mirrors behind the scene that people use to sell off-grade fish. We We know which rivers produce the richest, fattiest, best-tasting fish. We know which boats, which type of fishing methods produce the best fish. Alaska is a huge state. It's got around 34,000 miles of coastline. It's roughly two and a half times the size of Texas. And so it's, fish caught in one area are different. They may be the same species, but they're impacted by the environment and, as I said, the way that they're caught and processed. So we high grade, we buy the very best fish. They cost more. Our fish are going to be a little more expensive, but you can be assured that you're going to get the very best quality. That's as opposed to your Trader Joe's and your Kroger's and your chain stores out there that usually some more than others will have wild salmon. Oftentimes the bigger chains won't have it, so you don't even have a choice for wild salmon there. But the big stores that do have wild salmon typically buy the sort of the B-grade or C-grade fish just because the largest percentage of the catch is a little bit of an off-grade. And they don't want to spend top dollar on the very best fish because many consumers are turned off by, they vote with their wallet, and they just don't want to pay top dollar for the very best quality fish. And also, I have a friend who used to run a seafood counter, and he told me that stores typically throw away, and I don't know if it's true or not, but this is what he said, they typically throw away 30 to 40% of their seafood just because it goes bad so quickly. And so if they're going to be throwing away, any portion of what they buy, they don't want to spend the very spend a lot on it. So typically our product is going to be better than what you buy in the stores. Secondly, we custom process it to make it as user-friendly as possible. A lot of people are intimidated by fish. They're afraid it's going to taste fishy. They don't know how to cook it. They just have had bad experiences in the past where it didn't taste good. It smells up the house. Just a lot of reasons people have for not eating fish. And so we've tried to take all of the sort of worry out of the seafood. We start out by buying very best quality. It's all sustainable. It's all the purest, mercury-free. Not mercury-free, but as close to mercury-free as it gets. Then we process it in a way that makes it very user-friendly. We take the skin off and the bones off, and we pack it in an individual 6-ounce portion size. And so it arrives at the house frozen. You just put it in your freezer, and when you're ready to prepare dinner, you take it out and throw it in a pan, and in about 10 minutes, you've got a gourmet meal.
So it's best source. You test it and make it user-friendly, and it's prepared and packed to make it real easy. When you were giving out samples and people were lined up trying to get samples from your booth, and I don't think it's just because people were hungry, but it just smelled so good. It seemed to have some kind of flavoring on it. Do you have this stuff already flavored, or is this something people do on their own? Or?
Oh, it arrives, we ship it out just perfectly natural. It's just backpacked and flash frozen. What I was doing at the conference, or the show that I met you at, Sherry, was I just marinated in a little bit of olive oil, and then we have an organic herb marinade that we sell on our site. It's very simple. It's just a little dill, a little fennel, and a little lemon pepper blended, and seems to have almost universal popularity. You mentioned how good the fish smelled, and I hope people pay attention to that because, as I said, many people are afraid that if they cook fish at home, it's going to smell up their house. And usually what that is what happens when you buy fish in a store that's been laying out on ice. It's been oxidizing. It's been deteriorating. These precious omega-3 fats in fish are, as I said earlier, they're just notoriously unstable molecules, and they will oxidize. And what happens when a polyunsaturated fat, an omega-3 fat, oxidizes it gets rancid smelling. And that's what provides that fishy taste that none of us like, and many of us are fearful of. And if I were to cook fish that was rancid, you would get that fishy smell. But
one of our practitioners, his name's Rob Catania, he's doing a project with Frequency and providing an antidote to the bacteria on fish so it doesn't go bad as quick. I need to get the two of you together. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we tackle it just by, as I said, backpacking and flash freezing the fish as soon as possible, and That way air never, there's a constant barrier around that fish, and it's protected until our customer gets it home, thaws it out, and at that point, they take it out of the package, and they marinate it or whatever, and put it in the oven or pan and cook it. And so there's never any time that those healthy fats are going to have an opportunity to deteriorate. And that's why, that's a big difference between what we're offering our customers versus just buying a piece of fish that's laid out on ice in a supermarket.
Well, I need to tell you, or admit to the audience, and by the way, if you want to call in and you have a question for Randy about, I guess, fishing or fish, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227, or toll-free in Canada, 888-815-9756. The direct number, 530-876-3222. And if you can't remember any of this, just go to BBS, Boy Boy Sam, bbsradio.com. All the phone numbers are on right on the front, and we're on station one tonight. Or you can write to radio@localprofiling.com, and it'll come right into my board, and we'll read your question right on the air. But what I was beginning to say is I am so intimidated by a piece of fish. I love it. I love salmon. I love dried salmon. I love tilapia. I don't think you guys sell that. I don't know what all kinds of fish that you sell, but I love it, but I'm afraid that I'm going to take it home and spoil it and not know how to cook it. So you guys have the marinade. How do you really cook fish well? Do you have a favorite recipe?
Well, we have hundreds of recipes on our website. You just type in the search box what salmon recipe or halibut recipe or whatever type of fish you're looking for, and you'll find lots of recipes. But I will admit that when it comes to cooking, I'm a little bit lazy, and I cook it almost the same way every single time, and that's kind of the way that you saw us cooking it at the conference, because it is just so easy, it's so foolproof, and it's so delicious that I just haven't found any reason to do anything different. Sometimes you can add other things to the marinade if you like garlic or ginger or other spices, herbs. You can basically use the olive oil as a medium, and then you just put your favorite herbs and spices in with the olive oil, and then you coat the fish with that, and you can grill it. You can probably the easiest way is just take a saute pan on the stove of medium heat, and you put your portion in there. And the rule of thumb is 10 minutes per inch of thickness. So with our fish, the portion thickness might be about 3/4 of an inch. So figure 7 minutes. Do one side for 3.5 minutes. Flip it over. Do the other side for 3.5 minutes. And you're going to be just about perfect. And a lot of times it's just a matter of getting it right once to remove that intimidation factor. And the thing about that's so wonderful about salmon is it is so easy. It's so quick. You get home, you go to your freezer, you take out a portion, you pop it into a bowl of cool water to thaw it out. After about 20 minutes, it'll be thawed. Then you just snip open the package and marinate it and put it in the pan, as I mentioned. And so for in less than 30 minutes, you've gone from freezer to your dinner plate, and it's going to be wonderful.
Do you ever pack it already marinated, or?
We haven't done that. We've thought about doing it, but we may still give that a try one of these days, but we don't get a lot of requests for that. And once people see how simple it is, just, put a splash of olive oil in a bowl and throw in a few herbs and spices, or, as I said, we do sell our Super Salmon Marinade on our site. And if anybody wants to email me, I'd be happy to send them a free sample of that.
Oh, that's great. What's your email?
It's randy@vitalchoice.com. Just mention that you heard me on Sherry's program, and I will send you out a package of our Super Salmon Marinade.
So Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, at Vital, V-I-T-A-L, Choice.
.com.
And we'll put that on our website, too, when we put a description of the show on there.
Fantastic. And just if you could put this in the subject line, just put Sherry, and then I'll know where you heard about us. That'd be great.
Can't beat that, guys. Free sample. What goes well with a nice salmon steak? What do you suggest?
Well, I'd say your favorite vegetable. I often like to make up some wild rice and maybe some broccoli, steam some broccoli or asparagus. The nice thing about salmon is it goes with just about everything. But we also, for people that for whatever reason don't like salmon, I have to say, make sure when you say you don't like salmon, I hope you've. I just ran into a lot of people who've had a negative experience. They've had salmon that didn't taste good. They've had some farmed salmon that tasted bad, and they've understandably concluded that they just didn't like salmon. And it's always so gratifying. Sherry, you talked about the lineup at our booth. It's just always so gratifying to see people come up. And the best experience is when somebody comes up and they say they don't like salmon, and I coax them into trying it, and their eyebrows go up, and they go, wow, that doesn't taste like salmon. So
the thing I heard at your booth mostly was,
There was no sugar in it. It was just very minimal, and people tend to love that. But I was going to say, if all that aside, if people prefer white fish, we have halibut. And we have sable fish, we have some albacore tuna, all of which is very special. We our albacore tuna, we purchase it from one fisherman. He's a second-generation fisherman. His fish come in, they're size-graded. We buy his smallest fish. These are the ones that are the youngest and have the, they're going to have the cleanest profile, the lowest in contaminants. We've had them tested. They're much lower in contaminants than anything else you'd find in grocery stores, typically. And we do that with our halibut and our sable fish as well. We buy only the smallest fish and they're all sustainably harvested. They're all part of every catch. It's just that when the boats come in and unload, we only want the small fish, which is in contrast to what most buyers want. They want the biggest fish because they're better recovery when it comes time to processing them.
I have never heard of sable fish. What's that like?
Sable fish is a really wonderful oily fish. That's ours comes from southeastern Alaska. It's caught. It's not a sport fish. You'll never catch one on your hook and line. It's caught at 2,000 to 3,000 feet of depth. It's also known as black cod. It's not a codfish per se, but it's for some reason they call it black cod. I believe because it looks like a cod, but anyway, it's one of the richest, oiliest fish that I've ever tasted, and absolutely delicious. I don't know if you got a chance to sample it at our booth, but
I didn't.
People are just blown away by how wonderful it is. And that's we have what we call an oven-ready sable fish, which has a light smoke. We smoke it for about 20 minutes just to impart a little bit of a smoke flavor. And one of our customers calls it the chocolate of the sea. So popular. It's very high in omega-3 fats, too.
I notice a lot of things in your catalog. There's caviar, there's tea. Tell us about your products.
We do about 10 or 12 health-oriented conferences and trade shows a year, and we often will get a chance to listen to some of the speakers, people like Michael Pollan and Andrew Weil, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, all sort of the leading thinkers in holistic healthcare and nutrition-oriented healthcare. And a few years ago, we realized we would go to these conferences and there would be somebody talking about the fantastic health benefits of tea, green tea and white tea or organic dark chocolate. And so it just seems like one by one we started adding these products because we felt that we had a growing customer base, and we felt that they were the type of people that would be interested in these other products. And so we've kind of got back and forth. Seafood is definitely our passion. It's our core competency. It's what we know. But we also, it's been fun to add these other items that, and they've been well received by our customers. And we use the same strict standards for sourcing. Buy only the very best, and our dark chocolate is wonderful. The tea is great. We've got dried nuts and berries, or all are organic, both raw and roasted. Several different varieties of nuts.
Wild blueberry extra dark organic chocolate. Yummy. I didn't know you had that. That wasn't at the booth, was it?
I believe we did have some there. We pull it out every now and then. You know, we started out, as I said, as a seafood company, and there was a doctor on the East Coast named Nicholas Perricone, and he had a diet a few years ago that was a very salmon-intense diet, and he was called the Salmon Doctor by some people, and he was the first one to suggest that we add blueberries to our package that we sell with his name on it, and so we added that, and then customers came to demand, and these are not just your everyday cultivated blueberry. These are a low bush organic blueberry. So they're the little blueberries that are deep purple all the way through, as opposed to the large cultivated ones that you see that are green in the middle like a grape. And so they have lots of those healthy anthocyanins. And anyway, we got a big following for these blueberries, and it just kind of expanded from there. We added other frozen fruits, and we're trying to serve people that live in a sort of out-of-the-way places that don't have access to high-quality organic foods. And that's kind of an impetus behind the expansion of our product line beyond seafood.
Well, one of the things that I don't like about the grocery store anymore is when I buy even albacore tuna and I taste it, it tastes bitter, like there's metal or something in it. But you don't. You put your salmon in plastic bags, from what I saw.
Well, as far as tuna goes, you know, the way most tuna that is that you'll get at grocery stores is it's caught in a different way. Where we buy the smallest, they're typically the largest tuna. Most of them go to Asia for processing now. Starkist, Bumblebee, Chicken of the Sea have all closed down their plants in the United States now. Pretty much all the tuna goes to Asia. There may be small exceptions, but by and large, all the mass-produced tuna that you find at the grocery stores is produced in Asia. And not that there's anything inherently wrong with that, but the way it's produced is it's typically cooked on racks prior to canning. So when you cook it out of the can to facilitate removing the skin and bones, you're also cooking away a lot of the healthy fats. And then the flesh that's cooked is kind of scooped up and put into the cans. Now a lot of the fats are gone, so that means a lot of the flavor is gone. And that's why usually when you buy, if you go to stores and buy cheap canned tuna, you'll look on the side and it'll say there's vegetable oil added or soybean oil added or MSG or... They're adding things to give flavor to the tuna, and as opposed to the way we do it, we hand pack our canned tuna. We add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil and organic extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of natural sea salt, and then we put it in the can, and it's cooked once, so you get all of the healthy fats and the nutrients with it. And if you've got a chance to taste our canned tuna at the conference, you know that it's much different than what you'd find in grocery stores. It's going to cost more, but...
It was much more... It wasn't dry. It was sort of just oozy in your mouth. And I don't know about liquid. It was just almost meltable.
Yeah. One thing we talk a lot about is, you know, people sometimes they'll go to our site and they'll look at our pricing and they'll... kind of recoil a bit, but I always remind people to keep in mind the hidden cost of cheap food, nutritional cost, the environmental cost, the social cost. I really believe it's a false economy to, you know, to go to the store, pay 69 cents for a can of tuna it's really a whole different product. It's just not even, it shouldn't even be compared to what we're selling.
I have an allergy to milk, and I got a can of tuna off the shelf. It was Bumblebee, and ate it and started having this reaction, and they had put milk protein in the Bumblebee tuna. Why would they do that?
I could only guess that it had something to do with what we were just talking about, you know, to add flavor back in, because they had processed the true flavor out of it, And I'm sure that, you know, it's all about the bottom line. And the other thing, in addition to, you know, those being the largest fish and having the healthy fats cooked out, the largest fish are also the oldest fish and typically have the highest contaminant levels. So, for instance, the typical store-bought tuna, the parts, it's going to be about 0.3 parts per million methyl mercury. Ours is going to be about a fourth of that, about 25% of that on average. So,
well, there is a quote I'd like to read to our audience. My family's been ordering salmon, tuna, berries, and other products from Vital Choice for over a year now, and we couldn't be happier with the superior quality of the product and customer service. It's very convenient to order online. It's not just a wealthy, privileged people. I made Vital Choice part of our regular food shopping budget. That's a very nice thing for someone to say about your product.
You know, this is people often ask me if I miss fishing, because I did it for so long, and there are certainly things about it I miss, but I think I would miss it a lot more if I didn't love what I'm doing now so much. And part of the reason I love it, to the extent I do, is because I get letters like that all the time. People talking about how their health has been improved by consuming our products, and it's just very gratifying. If you go to our website and you look on our, I think it's called What People Say, there are hundreds of testimonials from people that have been pleased with our products and services. It's just very gratifying.
Do you go fishing anymore at all?
I get to Alaska about once a year, and I have friends that have begged me to come up and crew on their boat or run their boats for them. But I just kind of like what I'm doing. Right now, I would be in the middle of the salmon season, and a lot of my friends are up there as we speak. They're having a fantastic season. And it tugs at me a little bit, but it's a full-time job running Vital Choice, so that's what I'm doing. I would like to mention, Sheriff, if we have a minute, that one big question people have about salmon and seafood in general is the sustainability aspects. And in fact, this month, the O Magazine, Oprah's Magazine, has an article about seafood. And talks about how many people are concerned they don't want to be eating the last fish of a dying species, and it's probably one of the most common questions I get. And Alaska is just a model for the world in how they manage their fisheries. They have never had a species that's been on any kind of a threatened or endangered species list. Their salmon runs are robust, while a few months ago on the news, the California king salmon fisheries were shutting down. They announced that the Washington and Oregon fisheries were shutting down. So people tend to think that salmon are on the verge of extinction. And in some of these other areas, they are not doing very well. But Alaska is a whole different story. The runs are at historic levels. In fact, there was just an article a couple days ago saying that the fish were so coming back in such large numbers, millions of them, that the fishermen and the processing industry couldn't handle it, and they had to tell the fishermen to quit fishing, which is frustrating if you're a fisherman. I can relate to that. I experienced it myself. But the message is that, you know, Alaska is, as I said, 2 to 2.5 times the size of Texas. It's only got an average of about one person per square mile. Only about 600,000 people that live in the whole state, and consequently, you've got an environment that is pristine. You don't have dams or heavy industry on the rivers, and so the fish are thriving for the most part. So.
It's beautiful. We stayed in a cabin when we went to visit Alaska, and got up in the morning, and there was a big moose and a baby and a bear. So it is a wild place. We were on a wheatgrass farm.
Yeah, I would say anybody that loves adventure and loves nature should try to get to Alaska at some point, because it's spectacular. And southeastern Alaska isn't that far away, and it's I would counsel that unless you like rain, you should try to go in the summer, because it does rain a lot up there, but that means they have lots of beautiful streams and rivers and green forests and wildlife, as you mentioned.
One of the things I found there is people were so trusting. They didn't like lock their doors. They spoke to you on the streets. They trusted you. I mean, we were there 10 years ago, but that was such a difference in feel, like maybe what the U.S. was maybe 50 years ago, when we had some faith in our fellow man.
Yeah, I think that's, you probably find that any time you go to a small community that's sparsely populated, that people are much more trustful and they take care of one another. And these little villages, I mean, there are people scattered throughout Alaska, but none of the, once you get outside the big cities, there are lots and lots of little villages, lots of native villages, and I think that, you know, the idea of breaking into somebody's house that you may depend on for one thing or another, it doesn't happen that much. So I wouldn't be surprised to know that a lot of people don't even have locks on their doors in some of these villages.
One of my favorites is smoked salmon. Do you have that to offer on your site?
We have some really wonderful smoked salmon. We have king salmon from the Yukon River. We have sockeye salmon. One thing that's unique about our smoked salmon is that when you go into grocery stores and you see smoked salmon, almost always it will be farmed salmon with all the adverse baggage that goes along with that. In addition, it will usually have nitrites or preservatives added. If the fish has got to hang on in a supermarket for many days, potentially, it's got to have extended shelf life, and so it's often treated with nitrites or other preservatives. It has to have a certain amount of salt content, relatively elevated level of salt to help cure it. And as opposed to the way we do it, since our fish is smoked, cooled, backpacked, and frozen, and it stays frozen until it gets to your home, we don't use any preservatives. It's all natural. And it'll arrive at your home frozen. You just take it out of your fridge and thaw it whenever you're ready to consume it and slice it up, and it's ready to go. Yeah. We also tested that, or had taste testing of that at our booth. Did you happen to get any of that, Sherry?
I didn't get any of the smoked salmon. If I knew it was there, I'd have come back. But, you know, I got to the point where I was embarrassed. I was there so much.
No, it was, it's fun. It's fun to do these conferences. We're doing one in Denver. If any of your listeners are in Denver, on the 17th, 18th, 19th, we'll be at a conference called Boulder Fest, and we'll be sampling our products again. You can find that on the web by Googling Boulder Fest.
Or is it on your web, too, the Vital Care?
I don't think we have it posted on our website. Sometimes we're not as organized as we should be, but if you type in Boulder Fest 2008, I'm sure the page will pop up for you.
And I just said Vital Care. It's Vital Choice.
Vital Choice, that's right.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about these wonderful gift baskets you have.
Well, you know, we're all searching for, holiday season rolls around, we're always searching for that special gift for our loved ones or friends, and so we've never put a heavy emphasis on gifting, but we just found that people a lot of people give our products as gifts in the holidays. So last year we did put together some different packages, and those will be on our, we're putting together some new ones, those will be on our website for the coming holiday, and it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. We have hundreds and hundreds of people that give our products as gifts for Christmas, and then in January we always get a big spike of new customers, and I assume these are the recipients who've enjoyed what they've received. We get lots of positive feedback. We have some doctors or healthcare people that they'll give out dozens and dozens of packages of our product to different people, so it's gratifying, and we try to create products with product packages or gift baskets across a range of price points, so there's something for everybody there.
Do people get to choose what they put in it, or are they already prepackaged?
You know, we're pretty flexible to a certain extent, but if you call us up, I should give our phone number. It's on our website, vitalchoice.com, but our phone number is 800-608-4825. 800-608-4825, and if you call us up, we try to be as accommodating as possible.
Well, if any of my family is listening, I want the Wild Salmon Sampler and Cookbook.
Well, can do.
Randy, can you explain to me what a 3-day nutritional facelift is?
You bet.
I mentioned Dr. Nicholas Perricone earlier. He became fairly well known right around 2001. He came out with a book called The Wrinkle Cure. And actually, this was an intimate part of the founding of Vital Choice, because I was watching PBS one time. I was actually fishing down in San Francisco, and I had this little AC/DC TV on in my boat, and I wasn't paying very close attention, but I noticed that there was somebody on PBS touting a book called The Wrinkle Cure, and it seemed kind of crazy to me. I couldn't understand why PBS would be publishing or running a show about a wrinkle cure, but make a long story short, I came to realize that this wrinkle cure, what the cure was a diet that included not just salmon every day, but wild salmon every day. So I heard that, I perked up, and paid attention, and it was Dr. Perricone, and beyond just saying wild salmon, he was he was saying Alaska salmon. So this back at that time, 7, 6, 7, 8 years ago, very few people were distinguishing between wild and farm. So that told me that he'd done his homework, and in fact, that book became number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It was he subsequently put out a book just about every year, and many of them are almost like. We never paid him anything, but he believes in what we're doing, and he's promoted us to his customers. He sent us thousands of customers over the years. And one of his packages that he recommends one of his diets that he recommends is a 3-day nutritional facelift. He says if you're going in for a job interview or, you know, for a picture, have a picture taken for your passport or for whatever, he said, you go on this 3-day diet, which is basically salmon and blueberries, and there are a few other things in there. And so we talked to him, and he asked us if we would put it together, and we did. And so that's what it is. It's you order that from us, you'll get the card that has the full diet on it, and you'll get the salmon and the blueberries that you need to complete that diet. And the idea is that after 3 days eating salmon and blueberries, your skin will be glowing, and it's you know, I'm as skeptical as anybody out there, but it really works. My wife's a huge fan of Dr. Perricone's, and it makes sense, because these healthy fats in the fish are many times what our bodies are starving for. And one of the first signs of an omega-3 deficiency are skin problems, dried skin, different types of bumps, and you wouldn't believe the number of testimonials I've heard from people over the years of just how their skin clears up, and it's not hard to understand when you look at the what's going on a molecular level. Every cell in our body, ideally, is the cell walls are constructed of these polyunsaturated fats, and when you don't get them in your diet, as very few people do these days, they have the cells substitute other fats that are not as flexible. They're not as basically, it interferes with the cell's ability to feed itself, the cell's ability to jettison waste, the cell's ability to communicate, and that's why there are just so many, and I'm talking about every cell in our body, and so you can see if your cells are not communicating well, if they're not functioning efficiently, that you can have, that can manifest itself in any of dozens and dozens of different adverse health conditions. And that's why there have been probably over 60, I read once National Academies of Science claimed that there are over 60 adverse health conditions related to a deficiency of omega-3 fats.
Randy, we are out of time.
Okay, well, I hope I've answered most.
I want to add one more thing before we go off the air here, because it's important. I tasted the salmon sausage, and it was wonderful.
That's something we're really excited about, proud of. We had a partnership with Dr. Andrew Weil, and we told him we were trying to figure out how to get a healthy protein into breakfast, and he said, well, why don't you let me try to come up with a salmon sausage, breakfast sausage, and make a long story short, we sent him some fish to work with. About a week later, he sent us back 3 recipes. It's just nothing but wild sockeye salmon and organic herbs and spices. It's a fantastic product. We have a sampler pack on our website. If people want to go there, they'll find that.
Okay, we're going to have to go. You're listening to BBS Radio. Thank you for joining us. Be nice to somebody today. Allow someone else to have the credit. and give yourself a bit of forgiveness for not being 100% all the time. Because remember, if you're perfect, mathematically, you would spontaneously combust, and you wouldn't be in this dimension at all. So if you're here and others can see you, you're not perfect. This is BBS Radio. Thank you, Randy, and thank you, listeners, for being with us.
Thank you, Sherry.
We usually go out with music, and my computer just crashed, so we'll just be with you next week.